Rocky Mountain Institute has opened the doors to its new offices in Basalt, and for the first time, the think tank is settling into its own brand new energy-efficient building.
This is the Amory Lovins Atrium.
Michael Kinsley manages this new innovation center for RMI. The nonprofit is moving from Old Snowmass, and co-founder and chief scientist Amory Lovins is the namesake for this lobby area,
which includes a view out to the gorgeous Roaring Fork River and the Basalt Library beyond, and also a video screen that, when it's operational, will tell how the building is performing.
The goal of this building is to be net zero, or collect as much energy as it needs to run the place, and to inspire other people to build similar energy-efficient offices.
The fact that we have a 15,600-square-foot building with no heating system, some people find hard to believe. My friends will say to me, well, what really cool new technologies do you guys have? And certainly it does have a few, but what's most interesting about it is the way those technologies are assembled.
Specifically, the many elements that help keep the building comfortable for the approximately 2 dozen workers based here, not to mention visiting clients. One of the ways to make up for not having the usual heating and cooling HVAC system and even out the temperature in the building is using concrete in the floors that absorbs warmth or coolness. RMI has that and another strategy with something that sounds really space-agey.
A phase change gel.
This material also soaks up warmth or cool air.
That's in little packets on a sheet of plastic behind all the wallboard in the building. And that phase change gel serves the similar purpose as the concrete does. And let's go look at some of that.
Kinsley leads me down a warm, sunbathed hallway along the southern end of the building. Along the way, he gestures to another snazzy feature.
These are light shelves that, as you can see, it's a good time to look at it. Bounce the light back in the building and eliminate the need for artificial lighting in the back parts of the building, on the north side. Eliminate or reduce.
At the end of the hall, Kinsley points up to a see-through case in the ceiling. Inside, there are what look like 4 large butter packets, only more squishy and empty.
In the summertime, one of the ways we keep the building cool, the lower south windows and the upper north windows open automatically when the staff is not here and flush the heat, the hot air, the warm air out of the building. And while that's happening, that cool air is cooling these little packets, these little phase change gel packets behind the wallboard, and in effect storing the coolth.
And coolth, is that like cool energy or?
It's just like warmth, only on the flip side. Then when the building reaches the next day a higher temperature, that coolth is then released into the building.
Yes, we're learning some new vocabulary today here at the RMI building.
Now, one of the ways that we control sunlight and heat coming in the building is through something that is pretty unusual in this country, though apparently well used in Europe, which is exterior sunshades, which are kind of like giant Venetian blinds on the outside of the building, which are retracted right now, but if this was a sunny, warm day, they would deploy and reduce the heat coming into the building. They then can also, they will retract automatically if the wind comes up, for example.
We turn around and head up the stairs to the second floor, where employees are quietly on the phone or their computers, or both. There are ceiling fans that look like wind turbines and small offices on the side for workers to talk on the phone more privately. And we can just barely hear a telltale sign of a big part of keeping this building comfortable. That's a gentle whoosh from something called a heat exchanger, which helps bring in fresh air while regulating the temperature. Kinsley is reluctant to say how much this innovation center cost to build, as staff are carefully tallying up exactly how much RMI spent and how much of that could be offset by energy efficiency. Many of the seats here are empty as employees continue moving into the new digs, and the chairs have an odd look to them. They've got mesh and what looks like reflective material inside.
We have seat warmers in the seats, and they really work well.
In case you're wondering, yes, these chairs are custom made. RMI is offering tours this month of its new Deep Green Homestead. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.